And we're back here at 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. And right now we've got some music from the Reverb Mother FCCers. And this is called Radiation Generation.
Look! What is it? Atomic waste? It can't be. The dump area is miles from here.
Radiation is over the safety limit.
What's going on?
Whatever it is. Not for me. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, roll, Warden.
Thank you. floor cinched again.
See, there it goes again. Why is my building groaning and quaking?
George looked up in quiet terror.
What?
He knew he had heard it before somewhere, but had no time to remember.
And then all of a sudden, I was kicked in the balls by the biggest meal I ever felt.
George snatched the conch out of Jib's hands.
I smiled at him as I pressed the button.
Then, with no time for even a grunt, the building collapsed with smothering finality. George's tires fell with a roar. Jesus.
Hell, the turbulence caught us right away. Blast of cold air sent a sprawling ass over tea kettle.
George was shot into the air, turning over as he went, and the glimmering conch jigged up and down, fragile and white.
Look at me!
Eyes shining, mouth open, triumphant. I got the conch, said George shrilly.
Woohoo!
I would rather have a parachute.
Do what?
We fell screaming into the rubble below!
The conch exploded into a thousand white fragments and ceased to exist.
They put the chairs out on the line. Grandma's got a new dress on. Fresh flowers on Grandpa's grave, and Junior smells of aftershave. Oh boy, hey, hey, it's a national holiday. Everything's ready for the big parade. Mayor's got his place in the shade, and we can't wait till the sun goes down to lie on a hill at the edge of town while the presidential proclamation is blasting out across the nation. Let's all sing the national anthem. Free the hostages, pay the ransom. Raise the flag and lower the taxes. Ban the bomb and bury the hatchet. The chiefs of staff called a session. Called for an end to armed aggression. They're easing up on covert actions, appeasing all opposing factions. They communicated with the communists, pacified the pacifist. Oh. Stopped all pain, stopped all sorrow. Real life shall resume tomorrow. Oh boy, hey, hey, it's a national holiday. It's a national holiday. It's a national holiday.
Towers was in ruins. And in the middle of them, Jib wept for the end of innocence, the darkness of man's heart, and the fall through the air of the true, wise friend called the conch.
And at that instant, the smoke clears.
Presently, the white broken stumps, the split sticks, and the tangle of the thicket refocused.
Ugh, what a mess.
The greatest!
George knelt on the ploughed-up soil and waited for the earth to come back. George pulled himself out of the wreckage. The breaking of the conch and the 3,000 deaths lay over the island like a vapor.
Huge structures collapsing have filled us with disbelief.
A column of smoke rose thickly so that George's nostrils flared and his mouth dribbled. As casually as possible, the stain that was gorged detached itself and began to draw away.
I didn't know one monkey could knock over a building.
Thank you.
like brotherhood.
Finish his work.
He's to come back. It'll be nice to have the family together again.
But no, you must be the true white brother. Yes! Welcome home! Welcome to New Spain! This is your new father, Father Corona!
He tried to be offhand and not too obviously uninterested.
Look, no matter how much I mess up, my daddy always believes in me.
Oh, Jesus.
Later, in Washington, D.C.
You're an abomination.
You know, Captain.
Click.
Moments later come the scenes replayed so many times in the last 3 days.
A lot of people died in the process. I just wonder how you felt about it.
I'm feeling different tonight. Pastor Bob and Jacob.
I bet we want to know all their names and make a list.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts as one person or two hands. How would you like me to calculate that?
Oh.
Are we in it?
Unless
what?
We saw your smoke.
Mahmoud seemed pleased.
What have you been doing? Having a war or something?
What?
I hate that kind of bastard.
These painted savages would go further and further, making a simpleton of him.
George saw his opportunity.
George looked at Jib
and winked somewhat mechanically.
He was attacked.
Oh, really?
George held out his hand and twisted the fingers into a fist. There's only one thing we can do to get out of this mess. George glanced round quickly, then leaned close.
Blame the guy who can't speak English.
I am the king of the world. My kingdom's under construction. And I'm building up weapons of mass destruction. The United States has divided nations. Got billions of dollars of bombs and we're not gonna waste them. I drop my pants in the Congress and I show them my ass. If they kiss it, it's the ticket to the top of the class. I go to war when I want to and I make the first try. Cause I'm George Bush Jr., I can do it like.
I think that's the formula for success. Yeah. Is Al-Qaeda still exists, Al-Qaeda's dangerous, Al-Qaeda hates us, and,
They may be able to bomb a building.
Oh, people were ducking and diving for cover. I wish I could have been there.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower. TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
We must stop these terrorist killers.
Now watch the drive.
This show ain't no good.
God, I've been misinformed.
Run again, liberal media.
Yes, that's right.
Everything you know is wrong.
Isn't it occurred to you how convenient this whole operation has been? Just think about it. God knows what they'll do.
All I'm saying is from you.
Then there was that indefinable connection between the Bushes and Bin Laden.
Conspiracy theories abound.
You knew, didn't you?
So I don't know what it is. Nor, you know, I just don't spend that much time on it. I'll be honest with you.
I'm part of you. Close.
People know we're close.
Bin Laden and the Bushes were so close that he left his sweat on them.
He just has. And that's reality.
Therefore, Bin Laden and the Arabs would never let him alone, never.
Well, that's just great.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it,
we cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
What?
And, it'll take time to restore chaos.
George was speaking now with what, if the circumstances had not been so serious, the others would have recognized as pleasure.
George smiled the kind of ingratiating smile you see in a great salesman.
I said we could all do without a certain person.
Osama?
Not him.
What?
Huh?
I am determined that Saddam will not get away with all this infamy. It would have taken us way beyond the UN resolutions and assigned young soldiers to a fruitless hunt for an entrenched dictator in what would be an unwinnable urban guerrilla war.
Well, I'm glad to hear somebody admit it.
This could only plunge that part of the world into even greater instability and destroy the credibility we were working so hard to reestablish.
I reckon a lot of them Muslims is gonna get killed, cause Osama bitch Laden just won't stand still. I'm bombing everything along the axis of evil. It's genocide, but I never liked un-American people. All the forests and the rivers and the land and the sea. All the moon, cause my daddy damn gave it to me. You can't touch this bitch because I'm rich and I'm wild. I'm George, damn Judy, I can do it alive. George Jr., I do what I like. Sam George, Josh, I do what I like. And the meanest damn mother ever got on a mic. Sam George, Bush, Jr., I can do what I like. Sam George, Jr., I do what I like. Sam George, Bush, Jr., I do what I like.
Led some to ask if we are creating more problems than we're solving.
There was absolutely no question about that.
Then it might make sense to leave them alone.
Unless...
Let's roll.
Don't screw up. I know how to roll, but it's hard.
We'll be right back.
but it's hard on the elbows.
Face it like Oswald woke the nation. Osama woke my generation. Now the kids of Nintendo, a director will attend the Bush administration. Family agenda of bending back hands and sending children attacking Iraqi lands and buildings so Cheney can rebuild for 200 billion. They'll disarm the regime, but not the children. We built and sold them the guns made in America.
We built and sold the same guns and now face back towards us. Peace.
Men.
Oh boy, this has been a ugly show. Yeah, the ugly show. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. We heard a lot of stuff, including that last song from Bob Slack Time Funhouse. Episode 16 of the Katrina Extravaganza. Each episode's about an hour long, and there's like 18 of them. But we concentrated on episode 16 today. Before that, Jilla Biafra and No Means No with The Myth Is Real, Let's Eat from The Sky Is Falling and I Want My Mommy. Times New Vikings did MLK Day from Born Again Revisited. Butthole Surfers, Human Cannonball in the set with from the Locust Abortion Technician. Also the Butthole Surfers cover of the Guess Who's American Woman from the Rembrandt Pussy Horse album. Blurts did Spill the Beans. Halo Benders did Bury Me from the Rebels Not In. New music from FCC'd Up out of Toronto. A Slanted Tone from David Comes to Life. And Reverb Mother FCCers. We heard Radiation Generation and a bunch of episode 16 of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse Katrina Extravaganza, all here on 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. We'll do the stats. Amount of music brought into the studio and not played by weight, 34%. Sonic Youth Needle Time, 0. And number of circumstantial happenstances, about 18,911, whatever. We got Free Speech Radio News coming up next. 40 Acres and a Clone Mule.
My sister.